With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Well, forget the calendar. National Weather Service meteorologist Zach Hyres in Boulder says they're getting quite a May snowstorm in Colorado and Wyoming.
Every 3 to 5 years or so, we tend to get at least one or two May snow events. So it's actually, you only have to go back to 2022 to see the most recent May snowfall here for Denver and Boulder, where we saw snow on May 21st. So it's not terribly uncommon. The amounts we have forecast for a lot of the I-25 corridor here, the Denver Metro, are a little bit higher than we'd typically see in a May snow event.
In Massachusetts, a former football star, Stephon Diggs, found not guilty of assaulting his private chef, Jamelia Adams.
The jury in Dedham deliberated for less than 2 hours.
Strangulation or suffocation, what is your verdict? Guilty or not guilty?
Not guilty.
Adams said that when she and Diggs argued over money he owed her for work on December 2nd, he smacked her across the face and tried to choke her with his elbow. The case turned on questions about Adams' credibility.
I did not lie.
The police officer who took her statement testified that he did not observe visible injuries, and Diggs' other employees said she was acting normal after the incident. Defense attorney Andrew Kettlewell.
Miss Adams made this accusation as a means of trying to leverage and humiliate and to punish Stephon Diggs.
A former FedEx driver has been sentenced to death in Texas after he pled guilty to killing a little 7-year-old girl that he took from her home while delivering a Christmas gift. Tanner Horner's attorney had asked the jury to sentence him to life in prison. And a gunman near Dallas has shot 5 people, killing 2 of them. This is SRN News. Well, dozens of Christians are dead in Afghanistan.
Christianity Today reports that 24 people were killed by Muslim extremists in the town of Bamiyan in January, and just last month, another 30 were killed in the town of Herat. It's difficult to know how many Christians remain in Afghanistan. There were reported to be some 21,000 in 2021 at the time of the U.S. withdrawal from the country, according to Christian Solidarity International. Many Christians in Afghanistan pretend to be Muslims to escape the wrath of the Taliban. The World Watch List ranks Afghanistan as the 11th most dangerous country in the world for Christians, as discovered believers likely face beating, torture, and even death. John Scott reporting.
WNBA star Ingrid Cunningham celebrating on 2 events, one a new $600,000 contract, second her baptism and recommitment to Christ. This is SRN News. A New York Yankees superstar is now advocating for the iconic voice of a late announcer to become a permanent fixture. We'll hear more on the story now from sports correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh, an unusual request.
Aaron Judge hopes John Sterling's iconic call, "Ball game over, Yankees win, the Yankees win," becomes a new tradition at Yankee Stadium. Judge shared this after the Yankees defeated Baltimore 12-1, completing a 4-game sweep on the day of Sterling's death at age 87. Sterling, who called games from 1989 to 2024, was honored with a pregame tribute. Then his familiar call that punctuated Yankees wins was played over the ballpark's public address system following the final out. Yankees manager Aaron Boone also supports the idea of Sterling's call becoming part of the victory routine. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
More details at srnnews.com.